Good morning, all. Welcome to all our prayer partners. We thank God that you're able to be up with us to live in His presence this wonderful day. You're on Maximum Radio. Today's Friday, May 10th, 2003. We welcome each and every one of our prayer partners. Today's theme is listening to our Father's voice. We want to not only make our petitions today, but we do want to have hearts that are sensitive, tuned, and open to what He wants to say to us deep in our spirits. We should worship Him in spirit and in truth, spirit to spirit. Just as we go into get ready to go into prayer, we want to make an announcement, or maybe I'll just wait until another few minutes have expired as more of our partners come online. However, just want to share something with you, a prayer request that we'll be working on today. I had the privilege yesterday of speaking with young, they were 20-somethings, and I was really touched by the fact that they may not have known each other. However, they both happen to be in a certain area here in our community. But what struck me as very serious was the fact that one of them actually was very concerned because he is plagued by thoughts constantly, with thoughts of death. That was really pronounced for him in his conversation with me, and he was approximately 25. Later, on yesterday, another young man that I met, he was lamenting the fact that his two younger brothers, they were teenagers, kind of upper teenage, and he made it a point to tell me one of them was by his mother and the other by his father. I don't know why he thought to tell me that. However, he said that he was sad he was not kind of influenced that he should be to his younger brothers. So we're going to pray for these two young men. What I'm getting a sense of is that there's a lot of hopelessness among our young people in our community. Hopelessness. Chat with me this something that is really a serious, very serious issue. So we're going to move into the throne room of God. We are going to present ourselves. As we do that, first things first. Now, I want to encourage you, if you have any prayer requests, please put it so that you can utilize the power of agreement that's available when we come together like we are today. Be bashful, don't be afraid. You do not have to be afraid of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. I have your line open, and everyone will be able to hear you, and that would be your opportunity to lead this prayer on whatever the Holy Spirit has put on your heart, because that's what we are here for. But we want to ask for the cleansing of sin, all instruments of unrighteousness. We want to make sure that we free the evil principalities, powers, and rulers in high places. We want those severed from us. We have been cleansed by the blood. Father, we ask and we appropriate and accept your cleansing today. We thank you for this day. You kept us while we were asleep, and you woke us up today. And don't take it for granted, but we praise and honor you for your continued faithfulness to us individually and corporately as your people. Now we put on the armor that you provided for us, your armor. We are protected by the blood, and we come boldly into your presence. We ask you to loose your angels around us and to keep out all demonic spirits from coming anywhere near us, near our homes, near our communities, and near our land. Now, Father, we thank you for the privilege of being able to come in and enter in boldly to stand in your presence. Help us to pray to you in a way that's consistent with your heart. We don't want to have any double-mindedness, any duplicity. We don't want anything in our lives or on the throne of our lives that do not belong. So help us to pray to you, Lord, in a way that covers any areas of our lives that is not totally submitted to the mind of Christ. We ask and give permission to the Holy Spirit to cause these areas and their things to come down now to the obedience of the mind of Christ that you've placed within us. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we thank you, Father. Amen. Amen. Just want to share something with you that has really came as a prayer burden yesterday, shortly after our program. I was having a conversation with a dear saint, and she made it a point to express that she had had a dream or a vision of some kind, that there was martial law and curfew in our area and all of that, heavy law enforcement and a seemingly military presence, indicating that something very serious had occurred. And she felt very impressed by this dream or vision, whatever the case. So I was reminded this morning, as I was before the Lord, that we should oppose and stand against this in prayer. And with all of you as our prayer partners, we have this opportunity to lift this up before the Lord, because we know the enemy hates us, he hates us, and he wants to disrupt life in our land, in our cities, wherever he can. So we are going to ask God right now, and I ask that you lead with me as we pray. Please join me for our homeland, security, and the fact that wants to be safe and do all the things that he would have us do. Now, Father, we thank you for the security that comes only you. We know that you have myriads of ministering angels that can and do surround, particularly the people that love you. But, Father, we also need the protection all around our homeland, around the ports, around the airways, around the railways, around the highways, around the bridges, around every place that makes up a part of our relatively comfortable life that you've given to us, where we can be so free that we're able to think of you and to lift our eyes heavenward. Now, Father, we lift up the homeland. We release, in agreement with you, the ministering angels right now to disrupt every plan, every plot of the adversary. Every design is exposed even now. Even now it's exposed. It's disrupted in the name of Jesus. so that peace can exist in the land. Whatever is on the dark side that's being worked, we cancel all of those plans right now in Jesus' name. Every iota of it is canceled right now. We release peace. We release calm and protection all around us, on the left, on the right, the east, the west, the north, and the south. We thank you right now for the confidence that we can have in you for your protection. We are so dependent and want to be dependent on you, Lord. So we thank you that we can praise you from the rising of the sun to the place where it goes down. And we praise your name according to Psalm 113:3. In Jesus' name we pray right now. Amen and amen. Thank you, prayer partners, for being with us on today. Our switchboard is very busy as we approach the Lord. Let us take one, I would say maybe 10 seconds, to just remain quietly before the Lord. There are things he wants to download, so to speak, pardon the computer language, but that's virtually what it's like to get a download in our spirit, because our spirits are connected with his right now. So we thank you. While the music's playing, we want to just relax for a minute, for another 10 to 15 seconds or so, listening with our hearts, shall we? Amen. So be it. This is an opportunity for anyone to voice a prayer request. At this moment, the lines are all open, and you'll be able to get the agreement of everyone that's online at this moment. Do not be afraid. You're in good company, I would say. You're in good company. Don't have to worry. What I will do is, I would like to lead us right now in prayer. Prayer that worships our King. Several days. This is our first week, and this is the last day of our broadcast week. We won't be back until Monday morning at the same time, at 6 o'clock. And so we're looking forward to you being present with us. But it's been tremendous this week to start the day with the sun getting ready to come up. Please join me in prayer. And the theme today is listening to our Father, listening to him. And while we're here, we want to worship him. That means we come loose and come free from every other distraction, and he becomes our focus. So we say to him, our Heavenly Father, because he is our Father, a Father like we've never had. Now we can say we come to him in Jesus' most holy name, the name Jesus Christ. He is our Lord God. He is creator of heaven and earth. And we are his children. So we come to worship him as he desires in spirit and in truth, according to John 4:42. And we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. His spirit witnesses to our spirit the truth. He is the Christ, and we believe in him. We believe, according to John 9, that he seeks those who worship him to do his will out of the love that he has placed in our hearts for him. Imagine that. He placed his love in our hearts for him. Powerful and dynamic a relationship. Father, you create in us a clean heart, a broken and contrite spirit, a heart that's repentant in all our ways. We want to do nothing in strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, knowing that with you, Father, all things are possible. All things that we dare to envision for your honor and for your glory. We know that there are things that are impossible with man. They're impossible with the flesh. But we know all things are possible with you. We dare to view and look into the invisible. God, we do not come to worship just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship we have with you through the precious blood that was shed on the cross. You have created within us a heart that's filled with thanksgiving. We choose to abide in the spirit of truth so that we are in a continued state of fellowship and worship with you all the day long.
Yes, Lord.
According to what David said in Psalm 42:1-2, as the deer pants for the water brook, so my soul pants for thee, O Lord. My soul thirsts for you. For the living God. My soul yearns overwhelmingly, even pines for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry. Let that fire burn ever increasingly in each of us.
Yes.
Upholding us with thy free spirit. And let you be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed and taken out of the way so that there are no barriers, no separations. Lord, let no murmuring, complaining, backbiting, nor evil be found in us, that our lives, therefore, will be a glory and honor and a praise unto you.
Yes.
We want to be continually filled with your spirit, your tender mercies and loving kindness, such that we may sing praises to you all of our days.
Yes.
So please create in us a heart of worship for rejoicing only in you. Our joy and the lifter up of our heads. Through your spirit, Father, lead us in rivers of your worship and truth. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day. Let our life be a living sacrifice according to Romans 12:1-2, a sweet savor, a sweet aroma, that you would be glorified, honored in our lives, be praised in the everyday things of our lives on today. Father, Lord Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, we praise you and worship you. We come to you in love and admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we ask that you pray to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to renew a right spirit within us so that the mind of Christ arise more and more within us and over all areas of our lives. We yield all that we are to you and ask that true praise and worship come forth from our spirit on this day. We thank you there, Father. Let true worship bring us into that true oneness with our Father, and the cares and things of this life grow strangely dim, fall away, and we walk in the light as he is in the light. And in that way we can have true fellowship with him, with the Father, with the Son, with the Holy Spirit. Lord, enfold us in communion with you, because in you we live and move and have our being.
Yes, Lord.
In true worship, we see ourselves truly as we are. And Lord, truly we're in need of you. And how wonderful and glorious you are. And I say amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
I trust that all of you saints are sensing God's presence in your life. You and me, we are loved by the Lord in a mighty, mighty way. Not because we are deserving of it, but because he just chose to love us in spite of us. He's doing a work in our lives. I mean, that's an amazing work. I was chatting with someone and we were talking about the goodness of God, and someone said that, you know, we were talking about the fact that sometimes we feel that we are amiss and we have failed God, and we do at times. God understands and knows that and has made provision for us to always realign and come back into great fellowship with him. But this person said to me back in the day when he was a youngster, he would hear the older people would say that God can make us a straight lick. You can take, well, let me put it this way, if I may try to paraphrase what the person said, but it was funny, but also true. He said, God can take a broke stick and make a straight lick with it. And that really describes who God is, that he can do what we think he can't do, and he can move in ways in your life and my life in ways that we think because of our failure. Isn't it wonderful that we can reunite with him without him rejecting us? He says, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us. Two things: forgive us, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Yesterday I began to help us with what I believe is a daily confession of faith. And you can, we haven't posted this yet on our website, but we do plan to do it. And by the way, you can like us on Facebook, and you can get a message to us by tweeting us our hashtag on Twitter is @NewarkTap. That's our hashtag. In other words, if you're engaged with using Twitter, you can get a message to us that way as well. But here is what I believe is a wonderful confession. I believe God wants us to hear this in our spirit, receive it into our spirit. And you can make it very personal, because we have this personal dimension of an individual dimension of prayer with Him. We had under 5 minutes left in our broadcast. But let me begin this way. Internalize this. Allow this to be an impartation. In Christ, I am anointed and a powerful person of God. I am a joint heir with Jesus and more than a conqueror. I am a doer of the word of God and a channel for His blessings. If God be for me, who can be against me? A profound question. I am blessed coming in, and I am blessed going out. My enemies are fleeing before me. God commanded His blessing on my storehouses. He has opened His good treasures, and I shall lend and not borrow. I am the head and not the tail. He has given me power to make wealth. Hallelujah. I dwell in the secret place. I have His protection and provisions. God is my refuge, my fortress. I am not afraid of the snare of the fowler, nor evil. I'm sorry, no evil shall befall me, and no plague shall come nigh my dwelling. God has given His angels charge over me. They are bearing me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone, as declared in Psalm 91. 1 Peter 2:9 establishes, I am a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. I am a peculiar person called out of darkness into His marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:24 states, I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Okay.
Cancer, sugar diabetes, heart disease, sickness, afflictions, addictions, infections, nor any other disease can ever enter my body. I am without spot or blemish. An intercessor, the righteousness of God, saved and washed in the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue which rises up against me in judgment, the Lord has condemned. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. I am saved from wrath by faith and justified by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. All of that is true and does not depend on my goodness. It is His promises right from His word. And we try to pray and affirm everything right from His word. This way we stay in alignment with Him, perfect alignment, as we stay in perfect alignment with His word. So we thank You for being with us on this day, being with us all this week. And I have to tell you, I'm getting more comfortable with this medium that we are able to use and be a witness across the airwaves. Now, our broadcast goes to the ends of the earth, literally. People can, I'm getting back reports and feedback. People are tuning in from everywhere. They may not be able to call in if they're outside the country, but certainly they can listen to us on their computers, on the internet. So isn't God wonderful? continue to pray for this podcast. We really consider you a partner in this ministry, and I thank God for allowing us to do this, what I consider to be an adventure. For me, it is definitely an adventure. It's not something I conjured up. So let us thank him. Be blessed on today. May the Lord be with you mightily. May his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace.
Peace. God bless you, Master.
God bless you. Bye.
Peace. Bye. See you later.
Thank you.